HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Milkha Singh died of post-COVID complications after his condition deteriorated at a Chandigarh hospital. He was 91. The legendary sprinter and a four-time Asian Games gold medalist was diagnosed with COVID-19 on May 19. Singh, who was known as the Flying Sikh, never lost the crown of being independent India's greatest track athlete. He won four gold medals at the Asian Games and was a 1958 Commonwealth Games champion. COVID-19 is possibly leaving people with a significant impact on their brains, according to a study. It involved pre- and post-infection brain scans involving close to 800 people in the UK. The scans showed loss of grey matter, indicative of damage, and the areas affected involved functions relating to smell and taste and cognition. Most of the patients examined had mild to moderate disease. In all, 782 people who previously underwent brain scans participated, and of these, 394 subsequently tested positive for SARS-CoV-2. Schools will only be reopened after adequate consultation, Niti Aayog member VK Paul has said. Paul said scientific data and evidence from other countries suggest more information is required before opening schools during a pandemic. His statement comes at a time the state governments and public health experts are attempting to allay concerns that the next wave of COVID-19 infections may hit children harder. Experts have repeatedly said the virus is known to infect children with mild or asymptomatic illness in a majority of cases. But children can still transmit the disease to others who may be more vulnerable. Iranians voted in a presidential election dominated by a hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Judiciary Chief Ebrahim Raisi is seen as the race's favorite over a lack of real competition. Authorities had disqualified nearly all of his strongest competition. It led to what appeared to be a low turnout fueled by apathy and calls for a boycott. Raisi is already under US sanctions. Neymar scored his 68th goal for Brazil in the 4-0 victory over Peru. And with it surpassed former Real Madrid and Internacional A striker Ronaldo as Brazil's second top goal scorer behind Pelé. Neymar reached the mark in 107 games after scoring the second in the Copa America clash in Rio de Janeiro. He is now just 9 behind Pelé, who scored 77 goals in 92 games.
You are listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.